This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. All you have to do is dial in. You can take control of the airwaves. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian. Oh, sorry, Bonnie. Try that again.
Oh, it's Bonnie.
And Aria DeMezzia.
Aria, you're looking different tonight.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to say anything. I'm feeling
tired.
A little more facial hair than I'm used to seeing.
Yes. Well,
you put on a few pounds. But it's nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, most people know you as Nobody. That's who you usually are.
Yes, yes. But being Nobody, I can be anybody.
This is true. So you can, of course, take control of the airways here. Nobody, I thought you might be interested to hear that the Oregon drug decriminalization law is now in effect.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
Indeed. And this was, to me, the biggest deal out of the 2020 election. I mean, you could put the whole presidential race aside. That didn't really matter that much to me. Yeah. But
well, it's like if it was Godzilla versus that other monster.
King Kong, Rodan.
You know, it's like, who cares which one you get? You're screwed either way.
Yeah, it's going to destroy. Whoever wins will destroy things. And in this case, this is actually going to be good news, and it is good news that the people of Oregon voted in a fairly large margin. I believe it was like 59% voted for drug decriminalization across the board. So not just marijuana decrim or legalization, but drug decriminalization of all hard drugs, small amounts of all hard drugs.
Now, I wonder how that affects. What if I have an antidepressant that wasn't prescribed to me? Is that still criminal?
That's an excellent question. Let me get into the story
because
here.
To me, ending prescriptions is almost the most important part of ending the war on drugs.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I would be shocked if a prescription drug would put you in a jail cell, whereas methamphetamine won't now. That would shock me. But then again, government is stupid like that sometimes. So
yeah. It's on the one hand, And it also depends on how the law was written. Is there a separate law to criminalize prescription drugs, or are they criminalized under the same drug law that criminalizes the so-called recreational drugs that it turns out have, in many cases, more and better therapeutic qualities than the stuff put out by Big Pharma. Right.
With the prescription drugs, they're probably just making sure that they get their cut.
Well, that's what it is for everything, I think, because, you know, if you're on heroin, they'll put you in prison for having heroin, but then if you don't want to go to prison, you can get on methadone. Now, methadone withdrawal is harder than heroin withdrawal. So it's not like it's going to wean you off it. It's going to get you more addicted. And the new one that they use is even worse than methadone. It's called Suboxone. And they say that stuff, it feels like your muscles are being pulled off your bones.
Horrible.
But the thing is, so the only difference between these things is you have to jump through government hoops to get them. And the money goes to Big Pharma. Instead of going to the little drug cartels, it goes to the big drug cartel. But carry on, Ian. We got
so
tangented.
Here's the PBS story about this. It says that police in Oregon, as of February 1st, can no longer arrest someone for possession of small amounts of heroin, methamphetamine, LSD, oxycodone, which is mostly a prescription drug. And other hard drugs, as a ballot measure that decriminalized them took effect on Monday. Instead, those found in possession would face a $100 fine or a health assessment that could lead to addiction counseling. Backers of the ballot measure decriminalizing hard drugs, which Oregon voters passed by a wide margin in November, hailed it as a revolutionary move for the United States. And they're absolutely right about that. This is huge.
It's incredible, and I'm delighted delighted to hear it.
Because we've been saying for years and telling our listeners about anyone who will pay attention about what happened in Portugal when they did the same thing, I think close to 20 years ago now at this point. It's been at least 15 years, if not two decades, since Portugal did this. And it's a very similar setup that Oregon did. Obviously, it was inspired by what they did in Portugal, where if you get caught with some drugs in Portugal, they are going to, or did I say, if you get caught with some drugs in Portugal, they will likely confiscate them. So it's not ideal, but then they'll, like, give you a mandatory class that you have to go through. And honestly, I think that Salem, or not Oregon, but Oregon here is better because you have the option to pay the $100 fine and don't go to the stupid class because you aren't an addict and you don't need to be lectured to about this. So to actually have the choice is a better option.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say that as somebody who went to AA for many years and NA as well, although I liked the other one better.
AA? You like better?
Yeah, I liked AA. Well, when I got sober, it was like I looked around NA and I said, okay, I see a lot of people here who have been clean for 10 years. And I went to AA and I said, I see a lot of people here who have been sober for 50 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is where I want to get my advice.
I gotcha.
You know, but the experience, we used to see kids who would come in and, like, their parents caught them with a joint once.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're in some treatment center that's making them claim to be an addict. And they're not an addict.
No.
They got caught with a joint
just
once.
Wanted to get high.
You know? And it's like, and the thing is, sometimes those kids actually do eventually develop drug problems, and they're almost impossible to work with.
Well, they have to go be around people that have real drug problems.
Yeah, that doesn't ever happen.
You know, I first time I went through treatment, I felt kind of inadequate. I had to go out and, you know, make more stories before I could go back.
Cassandra Frederick, the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, which spearheaded the ballot initiative, said, "Today the first domino of our cruel and inhumane war on drugs has fallen, setting off what we expect to be a cascade of other efforts centering health over criminalization."
Okay, I think she missed a bunch of dominoes in there somewhere because weed laws were the first things to start falling, and it's
that helps.
That has been, you know, and they told us the sky was going to fall.
Yeah,
when we did that, and the sky didn't fall.
No, but I get what she's saying here, nobody. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely true that weed is the bulk of the war on drugs, and it's about half from what I understand. But the other half is a huge amount that affects a lot of people's lives. And up until Oregon's decriminalization of all hard drugs, there was no movement in any direction towards decriminalization of other drugs, with the exception of a couple of last few years, some mushroom decrim.
It's the first move on the addictive drugs. Basically, psychedelics have had some, and I'll lump weed into that broad category.
Sure.
Have had some movement, but she's referring specifically to the addictive drugs.
This is the first domino in the full war on drugs. I mean, marijuana was a test case, and it showed that there was a path forward. Mm-hmm. It was a slow, brutal, difficult path, but finally we've seen close to a dozen states now, and DC is basically doing full-on legalization of cannabis, and of course over 30, I believe 36 or so states have medical marijuana. So I don't want to take away from any of the efforts that those people have been doing, but those people, a lot of them, the advocates for that, they would never touch any other drug verbally, right? Like, they may do them in their spare time, or they may support ending the war on drugs, but when testifying in front of Congress or state representatives or whatever, they would always, you know, eschew any other associations with any other drug decriminalization or legalization just to focus on marijuana, and it's like, that's not good enough.
It's not just that was the policy.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, the people weren't ready they weren't ready for harder drugs than marijuana, but the marijuana laws getting taken down marijuana getting decriminalized definitely helped people be ready to think about shrooms next and stuff like that. I know my parents used to say, like, I can't imagine people being stoned and driving, and now they're...
But they have. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
That's the thing. People think that once they legalize the thing, now all of a sudden people are driving on weed when people were driving on weed for decades.
Yeah.
It's been going on forever. 603-283-6160. More about this ballot measure that is now in effect in Oregon. Is the place going to burn down due to drug dopers in the streets?
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. The big news this week is that on February 1st, so 2 days ago, Oregon did finally implement their ballot measure that passed by like nearly 60% back in November. The very first of its kind, and hopefully not the last of its kind, because I suspect all of the numbers that we are going to see in another year, once we can finally look at what has happened after drug decriminalization has been put into place for all hard drugs, apparently, in Oregon, a person caught with something like heroin or methamphetamine or probably prescription medications, because they mention oxycodone here, LSD, and other hard drugs, will be they'll either get a $100 fine or a health assessment that could lead to addiction counseling. And from what I understand, it's up to the person who's receiving the ticket.
Will they get their drugs taken away by the police?
I suspect so. That's usually how it works. I mean, I don't support that happening, but that's usually part of this. So it's a huge, huge step in the right direction. We can continue with that discussion coming up here in moments. But also, I do want to say thank you to Ellen, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Ellen contributes $10 a month to the AMP program, and that means that she's helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do here and you want to help Free Talk Live, then please do what Ellen did and join the AMP program. Now, she did gold level, which is $10 a month. We only ask for $5. So if you can afford $5 a month to help us out, we appreciate that. And you get some cool perks. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with debit card, credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here, and then more about drug decriminalization. But Mehdi is on the line calling us from Canada. Mehdi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, Ian? How's it going, Rich?
It's good. I'm glad to hear that they're still letting you guys use the telephone there in Canada. I understand that things are pretty seriously locked down. Is that the case out there?
Yeah, I'm working from home, but things are locked down. I don't know to what extent, to be honest, but it's pretty much you can't go anywhere. Like, you can't, it has to be essential travel. You can't visit people unless it's like an older person living by themselves or something like that. There's all these kinds of rules, but I kind of stated myself anyway, so I'm not sure, to be honest, what all the rules are.
We've seen video footage of Canadian police, and I don't know which province it was, but just rolling through neighborhoods at 5 to 10 miles an hour, blaring sirens just to let people know that it is a police state and that they are locking down. This is due to some curfew that has been put into place, and so they're...
See, if they're going to do it right, they got to get those speakers to say an orange-coded curfew is in effect from...
It wouldn't surprise me if they had that in some places, but in this case, it was just a normal cruiser rolling down the street at about 10 miles an hour or slower. So have you seen any of that behavior?
No, because I'm in Ontario. So Ontario doesn't have a curfew, but okay. One of the other provinces, I think it's Quebec, they have a curfew.
Okay.
And so their premier or whatever, like their, I don't know if you would call it a senator or governor, or whatever, like the boss of the province, made that rule upon that province.
I see.
But the province I'm living on, the boss, which is the premier of our province, didn't make that curfew rule, but he did have the lockdown rule.
Do you live in a city?
Yes, I do live in a city.
Yeah, so I know that wasn't the reason you called in, but we don't get Canadian callers very often, so I figured I'd check and see how things were going for you there. All right, so what were you calling about tonight?
I was just going to let you know also, there was also a guy who was selling barbecue ribs or something like that, and he got arrested.
Yeah.
For selling it in his restaurant, but meanwhile, next door to him, there's a Costco that's selling food, and nothing happened to them.
Yeah, we followed his, at least part of his case. I don't know if there have been any updates on that guy, but yeah, I think that, I don't know if that was the Toronto area or what, but, so what were you calling about tonight, Mehdi?
So I have a question now. You might be getting this question a lot, or at least your listeners might be interested in. So, with the crypto going up in price, I've gone interested in mining.
Okay.
And... so my friend mines, and I'm going to be setting up, I'm going to be starting to mine Ethereum. Now, with the Know Your Customer rules with these exchanges, I don't want the Ethereum that I'm mining getting pushed over to one of these hot wallets, because then the state will know, because it says Know Your Customer, right? So they can always say, hey, exchange, what does this guy put in there? Mm-hmm. My question is, can I send it to a cold wallet, or does it have to go through the internet or whatever first, and then from a hot wallet to my cold wallet. You know,
can we define our terms here? Because you have to remember, always there are new listeners tuning in that probably have never even taken the time to learn about what Bitcoin is. Nobody, do you know the difference between a hot and a cold wallet?
Well, in the context that I know them, which is more running servers that might receive payments, your hot wallet would be the wallet that you would make payments from, that would be like automated. So it doesn't have a password on it because a computer program might have to make a payment from it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas your cold wallet is where you'd store the bulk of your funds.
Cold storage, vault, if you will.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be online. One of the things that's interesting about cryptocurrency is when you pay, you're usually paying to an address, and it doesn't matter whether the wallet that's associated with the program that's associated with that address is online or offline. I can pay as many times as I want to. If I know your address, nobody, to your cold wallet, I can just pay into that over and over again, and that's ultimately what a miner will do, is you give the mining company or you set your miner up to pay out to a certain address, and it just sends the payments there. So as I understand it, unless there's some unusual crypto out there that has different rules, and there could be, for the most part, I'm pretty sure you can mine to a cold wallet.
And he wants to do this to get around the KYC?
KYC stands for Know Your Customer rules. And so it sounds like what you want to do, Mehdi, is you want to mine to a cold wallet to storage, and you don't want anyone to know about it. Is that right?
You can say that, I guess, I can say on radio.
Yeah. No matter what wallet you mine to, or even if you mine it to one wallet and then send it to another, there's no KYC associated with that. Mm-hmm. If you sent it to an exchange and then liquidated it for dollars or liquidated it for something else, then you might have KYC with your exchange, but you could send it back and forth between wallets you ended forever and you'd never have to do KYC on yourself. Or you could send it to me and you'd never have to do KYC.
Except he's in Canada, so I don't know what you could do with Canadian money. You probably can't help him.
Well, he would be sending me Canadian Ether or Ethereum, which works fine. I would have to send him back some money somehow.
Are you looking to turn it into Canadian dollars ultimately? Is that your plan, or what's your plan?
At the end game, put it onto Canadian dollars. So I was just wondering, because I have a Ledger X or whatever, and I just... the address, it has like FQJL.
That's the tricky part, is going to be taking your Ethereum and then converting it into Canadian dollars. That's where a lot of the Know Your Customer stuff is going to come in, because if you use an exchange, they're going to want to know who you are in order to send money out to a bank account or something like that. So you're going to have to do an offline trade if you want to keep it off the books. You're going to have to find a human being who's willing to give you Canadian dollars.
Send it to me. I'll ship you silver.
Thank you, Mehdi, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Good luck to you. More coming up. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp, is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group and Amp Podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
States and districts have got to follow the science and get American education back on track.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday saying we need to get schools back open as the Senate debates more funding for them. Republican Senator from Utah Mitt Romney adding,
the funding that we're describing is something which the teachers union is very happy to receive, but which will not result in actual improvement in the scores and the performance of our young people.
the director of the CDC, Dr. Rachel Walensky, adding that it's safe for schools to reopen even though teachers have not all been vaccinated. The Dow adding 36 points to close at 37.24. The S&P edged out 4 points to close at 30.30. And the NASDAQ lost 2 to finish at 13.611. USA Radio News. Johns Hopkins University releasing data that shows just over 101,000 Americans are dead from COVID-19 infections since the start of the year. The number accounts for more than a fifth of all virus-related deaths in the country. House Republicans are looking to remove Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, from her committee assignments amid a similar fight from Democrats to oust Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her assignments. The amendment sponsored by Representatives Brian Babin of Texas, Jeff Duncan of South Carolina, Jody Heiss of Georgia, and Andy Biggs of Arizona claims that Omar has made anti-Semitic comments that are grounds for dismissal. Omar drawing criticism when in 2019 she sent out a tweet that said, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," in response to a tweet about Kevin McCarthy's promise to take action against her over criticism of Israel. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're just talking about cryptocurrency, but we're going to come back to hard drugs. Two of my favorite topics here together tonight and in the studio.
Cryptocurrency and hard drugs. Yep. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
And you want to join us online, please do. Head over to freetalklive.com. We were actually just off the air talking about the Matrix chat server where you can get involved with other Free Talk Live listeners there at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
The Matrix is real.
That gives you the step-by-step instructions on how to get on the Matrix server, and that allows you to then interact on the existing channels that are there, which, by the way, channels can be created by anyone. Nobody, you just created, like, an interesting bot for your you've got your own channel on there.
I didn't write the bot. I just installed it. But,
right.
But yeah, I've got a bot now that my Cell 411 development group is now mirrored between the Matrix and Telegram. Mm-hmm. And that's nice because if we get deplatformed from Telegram, which we may, I don't know what's going to happen.
I doubt it.
I created a group with two users last night,
mm-hmm.
and I came back, and there were two users and a bot in it, and the bot was named Group. Hmm. And I don't know where the bot came from. And I'm wondering if they're starting to put a bot in each group to monitor it or something.
I don't think they would need to do
that.
That's
what I was thinking. But, yeah, I wish I knew where that bot came from. But anyway,
But yeah, you've got a bot that actually copies over the chat rooms from your Cell 411 Telegram room and your Cell 411 Matrix room. So you're linking the two different systems together, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so, that's a pretty cool thing.
So check out the Matrix server. It's over at chat.freetalklive.com. Again, that's the step-by-step instructions to get you in there where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. In fact, there's a way you can call in via the server, and it sounds fantastic when you do that. So we'll look forward to hearing from you. And, of course, you can also call in at 603-283-6160. So we were just talking about Oregon and the hard drug decriminalization that has gone into effect as of Monday, where if you get caught with methamphetamine, heroin, oxycodone, other hard drugs, then if it's under a certain amount, and they have specified amounts as far as, you know, what we're talking about here, it's different for each drug. But if it's under a certain amount, then you will not be going to jail. In fact, you won't even be arrested. You'll be given a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can either pay $100, which I would not recommend you do, and then you can go to like some sort of a seminar or whatever, some sort of health class, some kind of addiction requirement seminar thing. And I wouldn't recommend you do that either. And I'd be curious what happens in Oregon if you don't pay the fine, if you demand community service or just refuse to pay. I wonder what they do to you.
It would be interesting. I mean, I would assume, I think every state has a way to discharge fines. Mm-hmm. Through jail time, because I wonder about that.
Like, I know they
do in New
Hampshire.
I think they have to, because otherwise, if they threw you in jail for not paying a fine, you'd be there forever.
Forever.
If you catch 22, how are you going to make the money?
Some jails would have you work it off.
Yeah.
Hard labor.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's kind of what, I mean, if you're in jail, I mean, most of the time you have to do some kind of job if you're convicted, so,
Or you sit in solitary.
Yeah, or sit in solitary.
So they say the first domino of the cruel and inhumane war on drugs has fallen, setting off what we expect to be a cascade of other efforts centering health over criminalization. And that's according to the Drug Policy Alliance's Cassandra Frederick, the executive director there. They were behind the ballot initiative, and I totally agree with her. What's going to happen here is likely going to be very similar to what occurred in both Oregon and Colorado when it was Washington, actually, and I believe Colorado, that were the first two states to legalize cannabis. Was it Washington or Oregon? Anyway, one of those two.
Didn't Maine do it in like the 70s or
they
at
did
least
decrim.
Decriminalize it?
Yeah, they did decrim. But what happened in 2014 or around thereabouts when they legalized it was after a year or two, the data started to come in. And the data was that things did not go insane, that people were not going, you know, mad in the streets and shooting each other over, a bag of cannabis or whatever they thought was going to happen when they legalized it. Those things, those horror stories, those fear-mongering stories never came true.
I think they thought white women were going to have sex with black men. That was what they, that was the concern that caused
Reefer
it
Madness.
To be outlawed in the first place.
Yeah. There's a whole movie about that, in fact.
Yes.
Called Reefer Madness.
Yeah, that's a crazy movie. Although I don't remember there actually being any black characters in Reefer
either.
Madness. I don't think that was... that was actually the quote for that comes from Anslinger himself from some Senate testimony he gave. And Anslinger was... He was actually... There were people in his own party who said that he should resign from the Senate because he was such a virulent racist. Mm. And this was in the 1920s when, you know, the KKK would march down the street in Washington, D.C. So I can't even imagine how racist he must have been to have been noticed as one in 1920.
He was racist against Mexicans too, and isn't that where the word marijuana comes from?
It's yes, like marijuana is slang from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a Spanish word, and that's why they used it was to associate it with.
Oh, okay, so the word isn't a slur. That would be bad.
No, the word isn't.
Well, it is slang,
just,
right?
But they started using it insultingly.
Yes, it was used to actually distract people. They were trying to confuse people between cannabis and marijuana. They made marijuana out to be this really bad thing and associated with
something different.
The coloreds.
Oh.
Right.
Because people might have known what cannabis was, but marijuana was this dangerous drug.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, big news here is that now hard drugs are going to have the same I think, the same path. I think you're going to see in a couple of years, we'll start seeing the statistics will come out, and we're going to find out. I'm just going to go, I'll go on record. I don't like making predictions, but I will make a prediction on this one, and that is we're going to find out that the number of addicts in Oregon is going to go down.
That's what happened in Portugal.
That's right. Yeah. That's why I'm making that prediction. Yeah. I think the same thing's going to happen here.
Well, if more people want to take that bet than you want to take their action, I'll take some of that action too. Because yeah, absolutely. The laws, they just add to the hopelessness of somebody who's in that situation, and it doesn't make anything better.
No. It just ruins other parts of their lives too.
Absolutely. Yeah. How are you going to get the rent paid if you just got arrested and now you're sitting in a jail cell while you're supposed to be at work? Well, they're going to fire you. And it doesn't matter even if you beat the criminal case later for whatever reason. You don't go and get
because
your job
back. Cotton candy,
or whatever,
instead of meth
or a bag
that
of sugar.
Happened.
Or a donut. Remember the guy that got arrested for donut sugar that was like on his truck floor? Or
now,
something
how
like
did
that?
The cops not recognize that? I mean, if anybody knows donuts.
Well, they smelled it right when they opened the car. That's how they found it.
They were probably just mad because he didn't have any donuts left for them.
Yeah. He didn't share.
Yeah. So I think we're going to see a drop in addicts, and that's not because they're going to die due to overdose. That's because they'll actually be not afraid to go and get help anymore. Yeah. I think that's a huge factor with decriminalization. What else do you think they're going to see after 2 years, just the first 2 years of decriminalization, February of 2023?
I think they will see a drop in addiction, right. and let me qualify that a little bit. They might see an increase in the number of addicted persons, but if you look at people that have been there, I think you'll see a drop. And the reason I'm hedging there is because it's possible that people in like surrounding states who are already addicts will say, well, I'm going to go live there. Why would I stay here? But I don't think that'll become a major problem, and I don't expect it to.
The number here, if you want to join us and weigh in, especially if you're in Oregon and you're hearing what people are saying about this, we'd love to hear from you. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. Drug decriminalization gone into effect in Oregon. That is going to change a lot of people's lives for the better. This is one of the best ballot measures I've seen in a long time, and kudos to the good people there in Oregon for voting for it. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
And hey, if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, we touched on it a little bit earlier in the show. We had a caller, Mehdi from Canada, asking about cryptocurrency mining. If you want to learn some of the basics about cryptocurrency, it's time to get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and go through, you know, spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes. There's like a 2 or 3 minute long video there that you can watch that'll give you a basic overview of what makes Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash different and special, and you really, really ought to take some time. If you've heard about the Bitcoin price shooting up, and by the way, it's been going up again in the last 24 hours. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, nobody, but it cracked through $38,000 again today.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's on the way. It seems like it's on the way back up. The fees are out of control with Bitcoin right now, which is one of the key differences between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin. And you'll learn about these things over at Bitcoin.com. So get started over there right now at Bitcoin.com. In fact, I've got something I've been holding on to for a while about Bitcoin Cash, and the founder of Mega Upload, Kim.com, coming on board with it. I've teased it a bunch of times, but we never actually got to talk about it.
Is he still in jail, or what happened to him?
He got bailed out. He's currently still. It's been almost a decade.
He's under indictment.
He is under indictment in the United States, but he still is living in New Zealand, his home, and he has yet to be extradited. So he's still fighting extradition against the United States.
Interesting, but he's not fighting it from a cell. He's fighting it from home.
He's fighting it from wherever he's living, which nice last time I knew he was living in like a mansion. So he's fairly comfortable. So back to the story here, though, about drug decriminalization. Measure 110 on the ballot is what passed with about 60% voting in favor of it. It went into effect on Monday. People with possession of small amounts of hard drugs will no longer be arrested and not even have a criminal record. It'll just basically be a violation-level offense, and that's amazing.
The big problem with that measure, and don't get me wrong, it is a wonderful step. It is a great domino. Great to see that domino fall, but there's still a huge problem that they will suffer from there, and that is until the sales are legalized,
right?
The blockchain, the
black market
supply chain will be hidden.
Yes.
And because it has to be. And as long
because
as
it's still
the
a felony
supply
to sell
chain,
it.
Right. So long as the supply chain is hidden, you cannot have accountability for people who sell bunk drugs.
That's right.
And that will always have tragic consequences.
Right, overdoses.
And you only run into that problem on the black market because anywhere else, if you say, who's the manufacturer of this, or who's the vendor, or who's the wholesaler, and they won't tell you, you're like, yeah, screw you guys, I'm not doing business with you. But you won't even tell me who's involved, but in the black market, you have to do that.
Yeah. I was wondering if now in Oregon, maybe they'll have safe places to go do drugs.
That may be the case. I mean, certainly there have been things like that in other cities, even when there wasn't decriminalization. So there were things like injection rooms for heroin users in certain cities. Those things still exist, from what I understand. So that wouldn't surprise me if there were churches or other charitable organizations that were offering something like that.
And that's very important, especially with heroin, because people who die of heroin overdoses, most of the time they die because they were alone when they did it.
Overdosing and no one's there to help.
Exactly. Yeah. And if somebody's there to help, they can help, you know, especially now with Narcan.
Yeah. And you'll be transmitting less diseases.
If you're not sharing needles, you mean?
Yeah,
assuming they have a needle exchange built in, which I would assume
almost
that
every
some of them
injection room should have something like that.
Well, they all should.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there may be places where that would be an additional crime that whoever's sponsoring the injection room doesn't want to get involved in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, though, nobody. Decriminalization like this does not solve the black market problems. And a big problem in the black market is unknown supply, and there's always risk involved in something like that. But the good news is, thanks to Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road, that particular marketplace development back in 2011, which has now been, we're coming up on, what was it? It was the beginning of 2011 where that launched? I think it might have been. Anyway, it's let's call it a decade of this these darknet marketplaces at this point. 2021 marks the first decade of darknet drug marketplaces like the Silk Road that has done more for harm reduction than anything else in our lifetime has as far as the black market in drugs. There are more people alive today because they didn't buy drugs on the streets, because they bought them safely, relatively safely, through these online places where, you could get some bunk drugs, but the odds of that happening are slim to none. Whereas buying drugs on the street, there's a much higher propensity and likelihood of getting bunk product and bad product and more dangerous product that way, because on these drug marketplaces like the Silk Road, which again doesn't exist anymore, but there are a bunch of places like it that exist today, you've got open competition amongst anonymous sellers. And so even though you don't know who the seller is, the seller still wants you to like them. They still want you to come back.
And they want that good review that you're going to look at before you decide what to buy.
If you're smart, you should.
Oh, if you're not looking at the reviews, you're a damn fool.
Correct. So the reputation matters, even though it's an anonymous marketplace. And because they're in competition with essentially the whole planet of drug dealers, it drives prices lower, it drives quality up, and it drives customer service up. So there is no better way to acquire these drugs. So I would like to encourage, you know, anybody who's in Oregon who now is no longer facing instant felony charges for possession of some of these things or instant misdemeanor charges for possession. By the way, they do still have a misdemeanor tier, but it's like a lot of the felony level stuff has been reduced to a misdemeanor as well. So they did do some across the board decriminalization here, and that's a good thing.
Good. Yeah, I mean, the more they can get off that, the better.
Ballot measures backers say the treatment needs to be a priority and that criminalizing drug possession wasn't working. Besides facing the prospect of being locked up, having a criminal record makes it difficult to find housing and jobs and can haunt a person for a lifetime. Because, like, you know, it's bad enough you've got a drug addiction. Now you can't get an apartment.
Now you can't own a gun.
Right.
You can't go to Canada. Although that's probably a boon given the way things are in Canada right now. But still, You know, they do have legal prostitution.
24 district attorneys opposed the measure, saying it was reckless and would lead to an increase in the acceptability of dangerous drugs.
Who is this?
This is the state district attorneys.
Oh, yeah, those bastards are evil.
Yep.
Acceptability is the thing I was talking about earlier, just people not automatically thinking it's something bad just because they know nothing about it.
And that's a good thing.
Destigmatization.
Indeed. Yes. Instead of facing arrest, those found by law enforcement with personal use amounts of drugs would face a civil citation like a traffic ticket and not a criminal citation, according to the Drug Policy Alliance. Under the new system, addiction recovery centers will be tasked with, quote, triaging the acute needs of people who use drugs and assessing and addressing any ongoing needs through intensive case management and linkage to care and services. And I don't know what all that gobbledygook means.
I was just imagining having a conversation with a cop. That's not a personal use amount. You don't know me very well, do you?
Well, unfortunately, they do have very specific amounts that are specified here. But the addiction recovery centers will be funded by tax revenue from Oregon's legalized marijuana industry. That diverts some funds from other programs and entities that already receive it, like schools. The ballot measure capped the amount of pot tax revenue that schools, mental health, alcoholism, and drug services, the state police, and cities and counties receive at $45 million annually, with the rest going to a drug treatment and recovery services fund.
Oh, God, they got to stop giving that money to the cops, though. That's awful. I mean, these are people who made their living persecuting someone, and now you have to pay tribute to them every time you smoke a doobie?
Yeah, but
no, I'd be going black market.
Yeah. I heard somewhere, and I forget where it was, that one of the states that did a legalized scheme gave the first license to a retired cop.
Oh, my God.
So the fund will be awash in money if the sales trend for marijuana continues as expected. In the 2020 fiscal year, marijuana tax revenues peaked at about $133 million. That's for one state, $133 million in tax revenue. That's a 30% increase over the previous year and a 545% increase from 2016 when pot taxes began being collected from the illegal recreational marijuana sales.
Wow.
So there you go.
Still better than, you know, having it illegal, even if you have to give money to go.
There's more coming up. You can join us here. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.